Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Hast here, sharing perspectives, insights that are helpful for leaders who want to be free and have great results in all domains of life. Now, as we move onwards in life, pursuing new levels of performance and new levels of well-being, new levels of accomplishment, we need to deal with the fact that we cannot do everything we want to do. There is no chance that you can get everything done in a week or in a day that you would want to get done in a day. If you don't make conscious choices, you will feel inadequate, you will feel less than, you will start feeling worried and stressed and concerned, and your brain will start talking to you about all the things you haven't done versus noticing what you're actually producing. You'll get stressed, tired in a sense of overwhelm, and start feeling that no matter what you do and no matter how many hours you put in, you will never catch up. What's the solution? Well, it's to stop. It's to stop. Every week, stop for an hour or even half an hour and make some conscious choices. I recommend you pick one thing every week that would open a new door for you into a new reality, a new world, if you achieve that result. Something non-urgent, something that doesn't need to get done. So you build a habit of weekly having one focus that opens new doors long-term. And then you break that door down to four specific actions that are achievable within the week, and by the end of the week, you will have accomplished something that impacts your future. I'm going to set up a new website or web page this week, which will then last for the next 6 to 12 months. It isn't urgent and doesn't need to get done, but it's very helpful for that web page to be up by the end of this week. And actually, hopefully, it won't take me more than 30 to 60 minutes because I got some other person involved already to do the actual production of the page. So when that's done at the end of the week, I'll have a resource in my world that I don't have right now that I can use to communicate with people, inform people, for people to book calls with me, for people to get in touch with me, where I can post new offers, share things I do. It'll be a great resource. And it's not urgent and pressing, so it won't get done if I don't commit to giving a non-urgent thing like that the priority for the week. And then daily, you need to stop and make some choices. What are four things you want to get done today that will move things forward in your world that ideally are not urgent either? Some of them will be, some of them ideally would not be. And then that's all you need to worry about. Keep your focus on the one door for the week. Keep your focus on completing four actions every day that are not just the ongoing work, not the ordinary meetings, but four things that move something. They could take 5, 10 minutes to do, or up to maximum half an hour to do, but they should not be gigantic. They should be things that move things forward. Could be to reach out to 3 people per day that they normally wouldn't have reached out to otherwise. Could be simple things like that. So, in the chaos of abundant opportunity, you need to stop and make choices. Those choices works best when they are oriented towards engaging in activities that are not urgent, not pressing, but they have a big impact. They got impact for the medium to long term, not necessarily impact on the same week. Hope this was useful. It was a reminder about creating a door for the week and creating 4 hits for the day, as I found this work that we do, we need reminders from time to time. We need to return to the same basics again and again and again until they become a natural way of being, almost like an addiction that we have that we don't start the day without the four hits, and we don't start the week without the door to open for the week. I'll see you in the next episode.